Parker Burgess. And Parker, tough start to the game, or maybe tough first period. Did you like the way your team's effort improved as the night went on?
For sure. I mean, I thought after the first, sometimes those games, you know, you're coming off of a good weekend. We talked to the guys, the group before the game, about not being complacent and getting into a comfort zone and thinking things would come easy. And then you go out there and you score early on a power play and you think, okay, like we're in a good spot. And then I thought we let our foot off the gas and we were able to give them life and momentum and a couple power plays. I thought, you know, the first penalty was deserved. I disagree with the second one. But it is what it is. And then you put yourself in a position where you have to chase the game. And our guys competed and made a lot of positives. You know, we were right there at the end. We didn't quit. We found ways. And, you know, even with 20 seconds left, I thought we were going to be able to tie it up and send it to overtime. But anytime you score five goals in a game, you got to find a way to win. And so it just, for our group, old habits die hard, it seems like, and we do some things that are self-inflicted and put us in a tough spot, especially when you're playing a good team like Portland.
Coach. Burke got the hook in the middle period tonight, and was that an indication of the way things were going for him tonight, or just an effort on your part to try and jumpstart the guys in front of him?
Burke's a tremendous goalie, and I think he would tell you straight up that it probably wasn't his best outing. You know, there's pockets of the game where and it's not all on him. Like there's plays that happen beforehand that put you in a position where he has to make a save. And, you know, at certain moments you need a key save. And then with the fourth one, you know, I thought it was an opportunity to get Piner in and maybe spark the group and, also maybe just settle things down in the crease.
Coach, I might have a weird take on this game. I love the goals. I love the offense. I loved everything in terms of pace. I thought the battle, everything. I think that you got a group of forwards in that dressing room that, yeah, you lost the 2 points. But when you score five goals, produce the offense you did, some of the creativity, some of the plays, I think players are walking out of that dressing room with confidence, individual confidence built up, even though you didn't get the 2 points, that down the road, that confidence with that group is going to bear fruit for you.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think our group lacks confidence offensively. I think it's a challenge to be committed to doing the hard things that put you in a position to win games. And for us, it's building winning habits and putting ourselves in a position where, you know, when you get to playoff hockey, it's a tighter game and the checking's more. And, you know, there are games throughout the season that are going to get away from you and be a little weird. I thought tonight was one of them. And there's certain cases where you have to maybe score six or seven to make up for some of the mistakes or goals that you're giving up. But our group has shown that we can do it. I would argue Medicine Hat is, you know, offensively and as a team, like they're as deep as they come. And we were able to hold them to one goal against. And so for us to go out and give up six tonight, frustrating and disappointing, yes, but I don't disagree that the plays that were made in the offense that we created, even, you know, I thought in the second period we had a couple breakaways, some open looks. Like, we could have very sure. well gotten eight tonight, and then it doesn't magnify the six that you give up quite as much. But, you know, and I thought our mistakes, and we're trying to get our group to understand that mistakes are going to happen. It's part of hockey. Hockey's a game of mistakes. There's a difference between making a mistake that's 180 feet from your net and one that's in a catastrophic position or doing things that put your team in a from an organizationally defensive structure away from what you want to accomplish. And Portland is, you know, they're a transition-based team. They're highly offensive. They're very competitive. And so we had to make it a lot harder than we did tonight without the puck.
Coach, you're gonna have games where your team is not going to play as well as that. And you're going to win.
I hope so.
Well, I know it. I've been around. You've been around long enough.
Yeah.
You know that's going to happen.
It's probably happened already.
My point is, that's the Western Hockey League.
Yep.
That's the skill level. You
yep.
make mistakes, they bury it.
Yep.
A league below this, they don't bury all those chances.
For sure.
A league above this, the National Hockey League, they don't make those mistakes.
For sure.
This
For
is
sure.
a level where mistakes are capitalized. I thought there was a tremendous offense displayed out there. And when you take a look at your forward group, I'm telling you, that is going to bear fruit down the road. I've seen enough of this, and I want to talk real quick about Hurlburt tomorrow.
Yep.
First-round pick, probably first five. He played against you guys last year.
He did, yeah. Yeah, familiar with him. He played for the 17s last year with the development program. any kid that comes out of the program is always fine-tuned. They play with pace. They play with skill. They're taught and coached very well at the development program, so their habits and details are very good. So definitely a guy going into tomorrow and to Sunday that we have to identify and can't let him beat us.
He's leading the league in scoring.
Yeah, he's a
terrific player. Would you have expected that?
Yes. Yeah.
Really, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it was similar in the USHL. Any kid that came out of the program that didn't go right into college that ended up playing in the USHL always was a key contributor and had a lot of success. So, you know, and I've talked to Nat about this. You know, there's the 83 on Penticton. He's a program kid. And then obviously Hurlburt. Those are guys that they understand the level. You know, he's played junior hockey for a year. Those kids are hockey machines. So when they get into a different environment, they're at times they're a step ahead. So maybe didn't expect quite the offensive output that he's at, but not surprised.
I do want to talk to you about the special teams battle before we let you go tonight. And the penalty kill has obviously been a bit of a work in progress this year. But did you feel on the flip side of that coin that maybe your power play took a step this evening? You guys went 3-for-5 with the man advantage. And whether you got a goal from it, it seemed like positive things were happening every time that both units were out there.
Yeah, I think we're working hard at both. And, you know, our assistant coaches and the coaching staff is putting a lot of time and energy into both special teams. What would be nice is, you know, early in the season, our kill struggled, but our power play was clicking at a pretty high efficiency rate. And then the penalty kill went 4 or 5 games where I think we only gave up one, but the power play went a little cold. And then tonight the power play was on and the penalty kill. We implemented some different things, a little bit more pressure, a little bit different schematics and things like that they're picking up. But if we can get to a point where both of those are clicking, then you're talking about winning a lot of hockey games. So we're just trying to find efficiency in both.
One more question about your goaltending as well. I think probably the assumption coming into this weekend was it was going to look like a very similar split to last weekend between Burke and Kelton. Does the fact that Burke got pulled for this game change the way you guys were planning to deploy your goalies this weekend?
Nope, not really. I think going into it, Hutter was going to start tonight. Piner's going to start tomorrow. And then Sunday was kind of up for grabs. I think it's healthy to have internal competition. We all know how capable and talented Burke is. But I've been a part of goalie tandems where you have two very good guys and they just push and drive each other and the competition between the two of them. Piner will go tomorrow and then we'll make a decision on Sunday after tomorrow.
Coach, last question for me. You're always looking for energy. You're looking for not spurts, but consistent energy as much as you can. You want it shift after shift after shift. Were you satisfied with that output? The fact that the energy was sustained pretty much for 60 minutes?
Yeah, I think it speaks. I think our third periods in general have been pretty good, and so our conditioning levels and ability to keep that energy. I thought tonight, the first period, we were a little flat, and it took us a little while. And, again, I don't know, you're searching for answers why. But, you know, we had two pretty good days of practice, and I thought, you know, you score that first goal, and it also sometimes it just gives you this false sense of comfort. And so we got to do a better job. You know, if you get that goal, you got to make sure you're not getting scored on and doing the little things right. But, you know, second period, we started to really find it. And then third period, I thought we were pretty good, with the exception of a couple tough mistakes.
Well, thank you so much for the time tonight, Coach, and good luck the rest of this weekend.
Awesome, guys. We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you, Coach. See you Sunday.
There he is, the head coach of the Vancouver Giants, Parker Burgess, on a night where his team comes up just an inch short, 6-5 the final here this evening in favor of the visiting Portland Winterhawks. But